Hello all, I would like to welcome you to our build-up session today, the 17th of September 2025, and we bless the Lord for this opportunity he has given us again. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. This is the day you have made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for your love and for your grace. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of your word. That is always a blessing in our lives, building our faith from one degree to another progressively. And we yield ourselves, opening our hearts today to your ministry, the ministry of your word and the spirit today, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I would like to bring you God's word in our build-up session today on a title, A Life of Praise. A Life of Praise. And I read you Psalm 63, verse number 4. The Bible says, I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I read it again. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Do you know the Lord wants you to live a life of praise? Do you know you exist to the praise of his name? These are very important questions I'm posing to you tonight. This is where your life is a continuous spring of praise to God Almighty. And I would like us to look closely at our theme scripture. And we are going to isolate about three things there, three aspects or three dimensions from that particular portion, that particular scripture. Let me read the scripture again. Psalm 63, verse number 4. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Now, the first thing I want you to see in that scripture is the personal praise devotion to God. Personal praise devotion to God. He says, I will praise you. He uses that personal pronoun. He says, I will praise you. You must have such solid commitment to live the life of praise to God, even at an individual, a personal level. And make sure you are living that life where praise at an individual level is abundant towards the Lord from your heart. While corporate praise is significant, it must come to your attention that corporate praise does not invalidate your personal praise. Additionally, you must understand that those with such strong personal devotion of praise to God, they are the ones that make up a devoted congregation that honors the Lord with praise. There are many that give praise only in the presence of others, and that is not leading their life when they are alone. Learn to give praise to God even when you are alone. Psalm 103, verse number 2, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Did you hear that? He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. He doesn't say, O our souls. He says, O my soul. So I'm bringing your attention to the praise, personal devotion to God. I'm calling it personal praise devotion to God. That is the first aspect I would want you to learn and to see from that theme scripture, Psalm 63 and verse number 4. He says, I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. So I want you to see the personal devotion of praise. That is the first dimension or the first aspect you have to learn. Selabando robasika tarabasia. Right where you are, you can say, I will praise God all the days of my life. And then you say, oh Lord, I praise you. I praise you today. I praise you forever. I praise you with all my being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that is a personal praise devotion to God. The second element is a lifetime continuous devotion. Let me go there again. He says, I will praise you as long as I live. Mark those words. He says, as long as I live. In other words, how often? He says, as long as I live. What a lifetime commitment and devotion. You don't praise him some days that look nice, you see, and then on some other days you feel like not praising him. It's got nothing to do with your feelings. This is for all the days that you are here on the earth, you see, and you know thereafter you continue to praise him. But as long as you're here, he says, as long as I live. So it is a lifetime commitment of love towards God, lavishing God with your love through praises and worship. Glory to God. There is no retirement in praising God. Not as long as until you get married or until you get a job. Don't allow whatever happens to you extinguish the fire of praise on the altar of your heart towards the Lord. Never do it. Let me say it again. Don't allow whatever happens to you, whether it is judged negative or it is judged positive, but don't allow whatever happens around you extinguish your praise fire on the altar of your heart towards the Lord. Hebrews 13 verse number 15, the Bible enjoins us. He says, by him, that means Christ Jesus, therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. You see, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. That means it is beyond a praise service of 1 hour. No, that 1 hour is wonderful, it's great, it's got its own place. But then he says, continually. You see, even beyond that praise service, even beyond that church service, even beyond that congregational praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Don't allow the praises of God evaporate from your heart. Let your heart always be a spring that does not stop giving praises to God, or the fire of praise continually burning. Remember, in the Old Testament, he told them, he says, the fire doesn't have to get extinguished, continuously burning. And that was a service to God in the Old Testament. But that was from the external. Now it comes from your heart. Because each one of you is a priest of God, you have to understand. You see? So we give praises to God, and he says continually. And so what I'm saying is, the second aspect you see in that scripture is a lifetime of praise. That means continuous flow of devotion, continuous flow of praise from your heart. You see, this devotion is not just for one day. This devotion is for all your life. And then the third aspect that I want you to see from that scripture, Psalm 63 verse number 4, let me read it. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. The last thing I want you to see is about the expression of your praise. Don't just allow your heart, to have that praise with no expressions. There are expressions of praise, and one such expression of praise is the lifting up of your hands. Apart from the words that come out of your lips, in words and in songs and in psalms. But you see, the other thing is that as you worship him, you learn to lift up your hands. This is about the expression of your praise. You see, don't just leave it in the heart. Learn to lift up your hands. It is a powerful thing in praise. There is always reverential expressions in praising to God. Reverential. You see? Why am I saying reverential? It's because there's a lot of irrelevant, irreverential behaviors in the name of praise. All right? So you have to understand that. Sometimes we have seen expressions in dances that are not really godly. Right, empty and fleshly, and sometimes disrespectful in several places, you see. But there are reverential gestures of expressions that God promotes for the expressions of his praise in our lives. And in that portion of the Bible, he says, in your name I will lift up my hands. He mentioned an important expression in praise, which is the lifting up of our hands. Psalm 141 verse number 2, David prays, let my prayer go forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. You see? So you can sing, you can bow, you can kneel. But remember, it's beginning with your heart. You see? Beginning with your heart. Then there are these expressions. Glory to God. You have to live a life of praise. That is the message today. A life of praise. A life of praise. So remember, the first aspect is what? Is praise or personal praise devotion to God. He says, I will praise you. That means at individual level, let your heart burn with praise. Oh my God. This is the way I have been captured by God. You see, everywhere I am, I may be at the workplace. I may be going somewhere. I may be driving somewhere. I may be walking somewhere. You see what? My life is full of God's praise. Zekado shalamanda riyasiya. I'm not waiting for a song. I'm not waiting for somebody else to motivate me. No, you see, listen, by the Holy Ghost, I'm motivated. I'm already a motivated man. The fire is continuously burning in my heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. And the second aspect, it's a lifetime. As my heart burns in praise, giving honor and praises to God everywhere and every time. Look at this. It's not only one day. It's not only 2 days. No, he says, as long as I live. Lifetime commitment. A wellspring that never ceases. My God, it never stops. Fire that never stops. Glory to God. Continuous devotion. You see? He says, we offer to him the sacrifice of praise continually. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God. That means through our mouths, the praises of God going up to him as he is being presented in the scriptures. And sometimes in songs and in psalms. Thank you, Lord. And then you lift up your hands. You learn to lift up your hands. Oh, thank you, Lord. Says, let my prayer be set forth before thee. You know, he says, as incense and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Says, the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let my prayer go forth before thee as incense and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Look at that. He says, when you lift up your hands, it's as the burning or the offering of that evening sacrifice in the Old Testament. He's talking about the sacrifice of praise today spiritually. Learn to lift up your hands when you're alone. Learn to lift up your hands in the congregation. Learn to lift up your hands when you're with your colleagues, when you're with your brothers and sisters, as part of the congregational worship. You see? Oh, sekabaya teleba sonteke brahido go shalabaya. Praise God everywhere. I want everybody to give thanks to God. Man teki brahido go salabaya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the honor. You are worthy of all the glory. Male go salabaya ndelebosia. The one who was, who is, and that shall ever be. The soon coming King. The King of glory. We honor you. We glorify your name. We magnify you, Lord. Your name is the most honorable. Legula malaguzika telebea. Rogadala balabala basandalabaya. Oh, thank you for this hour. Thank you for this day. Our life is full of your praise. Oh God, continually burning, releasing the sacrifices of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto your name all the days of our life. Yes, that's a life that my brothers and sisters, they will live. I pray for them today in the name of Jesus Christ, and thank you for the impartations in their lives. Thank you for the spiritual motivations. Thank you, oh God, for building them up. Thank you, Lord, for working them up to the life of praise, to the life of praise. Continually, lifetime commitment of love, lavishing praises to God. Lego samate kele basaya. Oh, shele maloko sonto kobregido gosa. Zegradila baya. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A life of praise. Thank you, each one of you, for joining me tonight. Meditate on these words day and night. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your life is being transformed. Your life is being built. You see, you are being captured by God. There is what you call Christian culture. You are being captured of God. Oh, hallelujah. And you shall live the life of praise. God bless you. Lord,